about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Thank you for tuning in. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls, your questions live right now. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Got a lot to talk about. It looks like people are not wearing their condoms correctly. And this is worldwide. Absolutely a huge problem. And I guess we need to talk about how to wear a condom correctly. I mean, not that I've ever put one on myself, but I guess we need to review that. Also, I guess ancient global warming had shrunk some of the earliest horses down to kitty cat size. Yeah, little cat sizes. So I guess horses used to be the size of cats. Also, I think in the news we were talking about zebras and how zebras' stripes actually keep bugs away. Kind of cool stuff. I love talking about animals and, you know, biology because I just think the whole Darwinian selection is cool. I just don't understand why a horse would shrink down to cat sizes. Doesn't make a lot of sense. And, of course, lots of other medical headlines, but we're going to hit these as we go. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. If you have any medical questions, any concerns, anything you want to talk about, we talk about everything. I guess, was it CBS or E! Online has, I think it was CBS, has come up with a list of celebrities who have been in rehab that many of us didn't realize. I think, like, Gerard Butler just came out of rehab doing well. He says he's returned home in good health. I guess Kirsten Dunst? I got to look this up. Britney Spears, we know Whitney Houston was. I had no idea that Ray Charles had as many issues as he did. Amazing. You know, some of your most brilliant artists, will turn to drugs. I had finally seen the movie Ray. I know. I don't know why I never had a chance to see it. Probably because I was so busy. I don't really get out much to go to movies because I am so busy and I really don't have 2 hours or 2.5 hours. You know, usually when I watch a movie, I watch it at home in bits, like Benjamin Button movie. I saw that over 4 different days. I mean, I just had to see piece after piece. And I guess Ray Charles had a huge bout with drugs. But it's interesting because some of your most successful people have. Now, they say many people that do drugs are bipolar. And that's why they end up doing drugs. And the one thing I notice is about 99% of my bipolar patients, my true bipolar patients that have the highs and have the lows, have some gift, you know, opera singer, musician, dancer, you know, something. Robert Downey Jr. Had, you know, gone through, of course, drugs and alcohol and rehab, etc. The guy's a brilliant actor, absolute brilliant. So, you know, it's interesting how you will see, what was it, Beethoven? Ludwig von Beethoven was bipolar, they say. Now, he was also deaf. I mean, I would probably, you know, be a little psychologically stressed if I had lost my hearing. I don't know if Mozart was also. I have to look at that. So it's kind of interesting that you see a lot of people that are very, very talented. I know. I don't know why Britney Spears is on the list, but anyway. But no, that's because she had gone through rehab, Lindsay Lohan, et cetera. Now, many people go, Dahlia, really? Really, Dahlia? You know, these Hollywood stars get bored. They have money. They go and do drugs. But I mean, look at the case of Whitney Houston. Absolutely brilliant. One of the top voices. You know, there's very few people we would say had the most amazing voices. We'd probably say Aretha Franklin, Celine Dion, Barbra Streisand, Whitney Houston. Whitney Houston was always in that list. Mariah Carey, Christina Aguilera. You know, I mean, Lady Gaga's almost there, almost probably considered there also. These are people where they will hit notes that you didn't even think God would allow to be possible. And, you know, so yeah, maybe when somebody gets a gift, they also are cursed. And it could be cursed with psychological illness. You know, when Whitney Houston died last week, of course, everybody was, you know, quick to blame Bobby Brown. And, you know, I didn't realize that, from what I understood, family members in an interview had said, no, 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 she did drugs before she even met Bobby Brown. And so, you know, we always blame, you know, everybody, and, you know, they're blaming doctors. You know, of course, now they're probing the doctors, and they're going to probably blame the doctors. Nobody ever wants to blame the person that died, you know. Oh, look at Heath Ledger. He, brilliant actor. Very brilliant. You know, some of these people that can, you know, but you wonder, in terms of the acting scene, do you have to have that psychological ability to separate from yourself? You know, I always wondered, of course, until Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie and Mr. and Mrs. Smith, you know, how actors could go through these love scene and sex scenes when they dislike the person they're with. Now, when I was looking at some photos of some on the set scenes of Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt years ago, and you kind of just see them talking, I just remember getting a feeling, and I told my husband, I go, I wonder if these two may hook up. I just kind of got that feeling because you can even see the chemistry in a picture of them just talking. And, of course, lo and behold, yes, they did mess around while filming that. He cheats on Aunt Jennifer Aniston, one of the most beautiful women that is out there. She gets cheated on, they get divorced, and he's with Angelina Jolie. But, you know, I mean, most actors or actresses, they actually do dislike who they're having a love scene with. And how do you go through, how do you show such passion? How are you able to display such passion? You know, in Moonlighting, the television show with Sybil Shepherd and John McClane, I keep calling him John McClane, Bruce Willis. Right. From what I understand, they actually did have very good chemistry in the beginning. I'm not sure if they actually dated, but they did have good chemistry. But in the end, they hated each other, absolutely despised each other. And one of the very last shows, there was a kissing scene. I guess they were trying to get married and the pastor would have married them. And they're like, no, we love each other. Look. And they, you know, pretend to kiss, you know, very frustratedly. Like, mwah. But you almost see the hatred. Well, I found out Bruce Willis hated her so much that he had a whole bunch of onions for lunch and didn't use a breath mint. All right. When we come back, let's get to your medical news and your medical questions and your calls. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com. Or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Larry from Victorville writes, Dr. Dahlia, I think my wife is bipolar. What medicine would be appropriate for her? Well, you know, gosh, I wish I could talk to you guys live. You know, we are live, 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific time every day, except Sunday and Saturday. Saturday I'm on 10 a.m. Pacific time live. I mean, great question. Yeah, cause I'd like to know why you think your wife is bipolar. I know at some point most men think their wives are bipolar. We spend a lot of time talking about bipolar. In the olden days, a true bipolar diagnosis would be given to somebody who had both poles, as opposed to a unipolar person. A unipolar person, let's say like depression, you go only one way, down, depressed. Whereas a bipolar would have highs, mania, or then all have lows, depression. And then we started to use the term to describe people that didn't have manic episodes, you know, like manic episodes would be, all right, I want to have sex all week. Or, I know, those husbands would say, really, that's bad. Or I want to gamble, I want to spend all the money. You know, you just kind of go through these periods where you get a little manic. You know, when you guys are really excited about something on a caffeine high, imagine that, but 1,000 times worse. Okay? That's mania. But then we started to use this bipolar, diagnosis to people that just were very quick to change their moods. You always had to walk on eggshells around them. Just anything you did got turned around as a negative. You know, oh, honey, I decided to buy groceries on the way home because I knew you were tired. Why? Why would you do that? Now you spent money on things that we usually don't get, and now you're wasting money. Why would you do that to us when we're that hard up for money? And you're like, all I did was try to help. That kind of person's a bipolar, okay? Now, I don't know if I agree with that diagnosis, but that's what we've been doing. That is how we have been characterizing this bipolar. Because I've had patients come in saying, yeah, I've been medicated for bipolar, you know, and I'm like, so do you have the highs and the lows? No, I never had that. So I, you know, we've been starting to use now by, I mean, in fact, people are using, I see people Facebooking each other, tweeting each other. Oh my gosh, I'm totally bipolar today. I'm having a bipolar day. And I'm like, okay, nobody really knows the true definition, but that's okay. Yes, bipolar used to be called manic depression, right? Mania. So you would be a manic depressive back in the 70s. Now, you know, they're calling everybody bipolar. Well, here's the problem. Okay. You need to really identify who is a real bipolar, because many people with bipolar don't get diagnosed as bipolar. They go to the doctor and they get diagnosed with anxiety. The doctor's like, well, if they're always yelling at you, if they're always grumpy, let's give them a serotonin selective reuptake inhibitor. Let's give them Prozac. Let's give them Zoloft. Let's give them Lexapro. And half of the time, that really may actually help them. When people are grumpy all the time and always finding things negative and just not liking life, you know, sometimes they need a little bit of serotonin as a boost. The only thing is those medicines can be extremely dangerous in a bipolar. If someone has true bipolar, you do not want to give them an SSRI. So the doctor has to really figure out what is the meat of the situation, which is why you usually need to bring the spouse or the family members. Now, sometimes somebody who was given this superficial diagnosis of bipolar, they do extremely well on those medications because they needed serotonin. But I watch them closely because, again, they may not be a real bipolar, or they may be developing true bipolar, and then you got to watch them because that medication may not do the trick. But if you give them these SSRIs and they're a true bipolar, it can make them fly off the handle and go completely worse. Now, that's also a way for me to diagnose bipolar. You know, somebody will come in new to me saying, hi, Dr. Dahlia, I'm anxious. I need a medication, but for the love of God, don't give me Zoloft, Prozac, Paxil, Lexapro, Celexa, any of those because they make me fly off the handle. Boom. All right. Then they need a mood stabilizer. They probably need a mood stabilizer. There's Depakote. There's Seroquel. I mean, there's a variety of things out there that we could use. Of course, I don't usually manage bipolar. Once it gets to that point, I really want a psychiatrist involved because they're the ones that know the chemistry. Now, I have emails that come in. Again, I can't go back that far to find one this quickly. But, you know, I'll have emails saying, you know, gosh, I just came to my doctor having some symptoms and he's making me go to a psychiatrist. I don't need a shrink. Why would he do that? Well, you know, keep in mind, if you're ever referred to a psychiatrist, that doesn't necessarily mean people think you're quote-unquote psycho. The individuals in my medical school class that really know the most of about, you know, the medications and the chemical composition of them is going to be the people in the psychiatry field, because they have to really know these drugs. They probably get the most chemistry, biochemistry, pharmacology than any of your other specialties. Remember, family doctors, we're busy learning how to deliver babies. We're working with a geriatric older population. We're dealing with our newborns. We're doing internal medicine, ER. So we're doing everything. We don't get as much pharmacology as we want to. Some internal medicine doctors, if they decide to get more psych training, they would. But your psychiatrist, they get a lot of pharmacy. And so if I'm like, I can't find the chemical that jives with your system, I get a psychiatrist involved. Okay. And now, you know, there was reports today. Actually, I think the article or the news came out, I believe it was yesterday, where if you have a patient that has dementia and they actually are on antipsychotics, it could double the risk of death. Here, let me look at this with you guys right now. They say an analysis of tens of thousands of people in nursing homes in the U.S. suggests that residents who take certain antipsychotic drugs for dementia are at about double the risk of dying compared to residents not taking these medicines. Now, this is published in the British Medical Journal. Apparently, this is one of the biggest studies ever. Now, back in 2005, the FDA did warn us that these second-generation antipsychotics were associated, the atypical antipsychotic drugs associated with increased death, like Haldol, right? Haloperidol, etc. We know many of them, also the neuroleptics, you know, that are supposed to be used to kind of decrease hallucinations and delusions, etc. Calm, aggressive patients could cause increased risk of death. Now, from what I understand, the newer ones should be safer, but the older ones, like aripiprazole, haloperidol, olanzapine, quetiapine, risperidone, ziprasidone, these, they said, especially people with Haldol, had double the risk of death compared to people taking one of the newer ones like risperidone. So, you know, again, this is why I like getting the psychiatrist involved. I wish I had the time to become really good and a master at these medicines, but you can't. Unfortunately, with me being a family doc, you know, I don't ever like to think of being a jack of all trades, master of none. I think many of us family docs will master a certain aspect of medicine and become really good at it. You know, really good at gynecology, really good at pediatrics, really good at psychology, really good at neurology. Some of us will really master something, but then some of these other things, we have to, you know, we have to ask for help. You know, we have to get the patient to where they need to go. But my problem, the reason why I particularly, even if I was given time between my radio show and my practice and my two kids, you know, and my mother, right? I mean, if I did have time, I am a little nervous because with these medications, there's unpredictability. Okay? I know there's a lot of unpredictability in medicine. I do. I know. I get it. But unfortunately, you could have the wrong kidney clearance with the wrong blood level, with the wrong half-life at the wrong time, and have an issue with the patient. Or, especially many of your elderly patients could accidentally take two pills. All right. By the way, any of you that take multiple pills, get that Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday little medicine pack. I know it's embarrassing, but honestly, the last thing you want to do is take two pills. You know, I have women, you know, you're supposed to line up your birth control pack with the days and they don't do it. And then they call me going, I don't know. I really don't remember if I took a pill or not because I took a nap and I really can't remember too much of what happened. I was drinking last night, so I don't know if I took the pill or not. That's horrible. You don't want to be in that position. Because if the doctor says skip it and you start going through withdrawal symptoms, that's an issue. Or if the doctor says just take another one, you could overdose. I hate that. So I just don't like to get involved at all. I just don't. All right. Okay, we're coming up on break. If you guys have any medical questions or comments, please call in 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We are live right now, or 1-877-362-3254. We're coming back on break. Don't go away. Ooh, we got the silent music. I can do my techno music. No techno music? Oh, well, I guess maybe I could talk. Maybe we're not on break yet. Ah, there we is. There we is. All right. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberen eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-839-2959. That's 1-800-839-2959. 1-800-839-2959.
Attention! Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Also taking your emails at drdahlia.com. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Follow me on Facebook. And if you don't have a chance to listen to all 3 hours of the Dr. Dahlia Show, if you go to my website at drdahlia.com, there is an on-demand button. Just click that, and you will be able to rock and roll and listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. I do see calls coming in. We got Donovan working the dials, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Just really quickly, we were talking about this a little earlier this evening. John Hinckley Jr., you know, may be up for, I shouldn't say parole, but release from the mental institution. And today he was talking about how he's really frustrated that people don't see him as an artist and as a musician. And they only see him as an assassin. Well, remember, John Hinckley Jr. tried to kill President Reagan. So, yes, people do see him that way. But what was very interesting about this report is Jared Loeffner also, the one who shot Congresswoman Giffords, killed six people, he also had been shocked and said, really? Is this how people see me? Right? As an assassin? Well, yes. Actually, yes. Now, people that are truly psychotic. Now, prior to the break, we were talking about bipolar, etc. But, you know, people that are actually truly, truly psychotic, they don't think their actions are psychotic. What we were talking about is how people like John Hinckley Jr. or Jared Loeffler are probably your scariest group of individuals. Absolute scariest group. And I know Donovan's working the phone lines. I'm sorry. He'll get you through as soon as he can. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So you have somebody like this, like John Hinckley Jr., that may be released right out of mental prison this year, right? Because he was put in 1981. It's been 30-some years. And he doesn't think there's anything wrong with him. I mean, he's like, but I'm an artist, I'm a musician, people need to see the good in me. Well, remember he was on break, I guess, you know, going on an outing, and, you know, he decides to go into a library and look up a book of, I guess he looked at a book of old, I guess, presidents who were shot and their assassins, and he was, you know, reading. You know, you're like, okay, you know, this guy is not in remission, like they say. Apparently, he was diagnosed with narcissistic personality, you know, where he thinks, you know, he's can do no wrong and is, you know, poo-poo doesn't stink. Also, he was diagnosed with major depressive disorder, psychotic disorders, but the doctors say they're now in remission. Remission. All right, well, remission doesn't mean he's permanently cured. And I don't trust remission in somebody with a psychotic disorder. Do I think he's going to try to kill another president? No. Do I think he could hurt somebody else? Well, absolutely. Absolutely. So, very, very scary stuff. Very, very frustrating. Okay. All right, now, you know, speaking of people that aren't diagnosed, that are a concern to me. Here's a story of a fake doctor. This, I think, occurred in Las Vegas. 44-year-old Juan Alberto Juan Rivera pretended to be a doctor, lured unsuspecting patients who didn't have insurance, uninsured Latinos, into his house, pretending like he would see them in his home to give them treatment, and, of course, sexually assaulted them. One of the victims even included a 5-year-old boy. Now, he's being held on $173,000 in bail, faces 3 counts of sexual assault, including one with a victim under 14, also charged with violating a temporary protection order and attempting to subjoin perjury. Now, you know, this isn't the first time we've seen fake doctors, and apparently, I know it's happening in Las Vegas as well as many other cities where these, you know, there's these people that go down to Mexico, buy drugs, antibiotics, legal drugs, I mean, legal, et cetera, and then they come back, and people that don't have insurance, they say, well, look, you know, if you're having a sore throat or whatever, I have Z-Packs, so come to me, pay me $25, and I will give you, so they're actually practicing medicine without a license. They're going down, getting the medicines, coming back, and the people are going, you know. And in this particular instance, this person pretended to be a doctor. Did you guys hear about the story of the hairdresser in Texas who was actually performing breast implants in the back of her salon? Now, it doesn't look like she was cutting them open and actually putting an implant. It sounds like she was injecting material into their breast, very similar to that transgender man in Florida, who was injecting tire sealant into people. Now, this is just the start of many more of these stories. Because now that people don't have insurance, okay, you already have a vulnerable population. You have people that want something done. They don't have insurance. They don't have money. And you have people that are going to take advantage of that. And they're going to be non-medicinal people, non-professional people. They're going to either pretend to be doctors or they're going to even, you know, the victims are going to know they're not doctors, not care, and want to go forth and try to get as cheap medical care as they can. Very scary stuff. Extremely scary stuff. And, you know, I urge all of you, anybody who you think is a doctor that is going to be operating you or whatever, it's very easy to just check with the medical board. Just run it by the medical board. Many of them have a way where you could do it online. Many of them, you can Many of them you could actually call up and say, look, you know, I want to see a Dr. Smith. I'm going to have him perform plastic surgery on me. Is he board, boarded in that? Is he licensed, et cetera? And they'll tell you, oh, no. Dr. Whatchamacallit lost his license 3 years ago. All right. Well, then maybe you want to pick a different doctor. So, I would just investigate before you let anybody cut on you. Now, some of tonight's medical headlines included a lot of issues going on in Great Britain. Apparently, many cancers aren't being found as early as they want to be because the GPs over there have been referring after about 3-4 visits, and then it finally turns out to be lymphoma or pancreatic cancer. And I don't know if we could fault these doctors over there because, again, a lot of these cancers, they could mimic many common everyday symptoms, flu, fatigue, a little bit of loss of appetite. You know, you could think you have a stomach bug. You could think you have heartburn. Who would know that that would be stomach cancer? And also keep in mind, over there in Europe, you know, getting in with your GP and following up. I mean, many of us out here, we say, all right, follow up in a week. Follow up in a couple days. Call our office. Let us know how you're doing. There's a little bit more access. Out there, if you get an appointment with a GP and you can't get another one for 3 months, you see how easy it is for things to progress. So we were discussing the different types of cancers that were found easily. I think breast cancer, testicular cancer, melanoma, those types of cancers, pretty, you know, they kind of hit the doctor in the face, endometrial cancer. And usually GPs will refer. If someone's having abnormal bleeding, if they're 60, 70 years old, the GP's not going to say, let's watch and wait. They're going to say, let's get you to a gynecologist. So that's how, you know, many people are referred day one, you know, or you have a melanoma, somebody comes in saying, I need to get this taken out. Well, if the GP doesn't do it or doesn't get paid to do it, he'll send you to the dermatologist that day or give you a referral that day and then you follow up. So they said cancers like breast cancer, melanoma, endometrial cancer, et cetera, testicular cancer, coming in with a lump on your testicle, he's going to send you to the urologist, you know, refer you day one. So those get caught better. But they're also finding that non-whites, young people, people that people that have less access, they too are not getting their cancers found early enough. And I mean, we see that in this country too. Now, the cancers that were eluding the doctors were like multiple melanoma, which is a cancer of a blood cell, lymphomas, pancreatic cancer. Very difficult to diagnose pancreatic cancer day one. Or ovarian cancer day one. You know, remember, most of us doctors, we can't order a CAT scan right away. You know, insurance is like, really? Really? So I would, try to listen to the previous shows from today on the Dr. Dahlia online button on my website. And when we come back, more medical news, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life. But it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit, delivered to your door for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to MysticStampAd.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to MysticStampAd.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to MysticStampAd.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or MysticStampAd.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
BePrepared.com is making deals because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. Stay tuned for a free offer from BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. Now the sale items. Right now through February 29th, save 15% on canned bacon, 28% on a Working with Wheat combo, 28% on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated food, and more, all at BePrepared.com. Plus, order $75 or more and get a free $25 gift card by using promo code Genesis35 at checkout at BePrepared.com. Limit one per customer. This sale ends February 29th. Call 800-222-9596 and experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-222-9596. Hurry. Sale ends February 29th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Richard from Cleveland, Ohio writes, Dr. Dahlia, how do you know if you have lung cancer or not? I've had this cough for about 6 months. Do you think I should get a chest x-ray? Great question, and this is probably a carryover from our second hour of the show when we were talking about lung cancer and how maybe some of these GPs are missing it. I mean, anybody that's had a cough for 6 months, I don't think it's a bad idea to have a chest x-ray. Of course, please don't panic that you're having lung cancer, okay? Many coughs can last 6 months. Okay, bronchitis. You know, people think, oh, I got a bronchitis, I take a Z-Pak, I'm good in 5 days. Well, no, not always. Not always, because, you know, a lot of times the inflammation could be there, and you don't get a chance to heal because you're coughing, And then it just kind of continues and continues. And yeah, it's very easy to have a chronic bronchitis, a cough that lasts 6 months. Also, you know, we talk about medications like the ACE inhibitors, benazepril, Zestril, lisinopril, these blood pressure medicines that ended ill that you use for blood pressure or for protection of your kidneys for diabetes. And those medicines can give you a chronic cough. So many times I'll look at the medicine list and we'll stop the ACE inhibitor. I'll switch them to either an ARB or a calcium channel blocker or a different type of blood pressure medicine in a different class. Cough goes away in 2 weeks. Now, you know, I don't mind anybody, like I said, getting the chest x-ray to be on the safe side. I think it's a great idea, especially if you smoke. But also keep in mind reflux, acid reflux can make you cough. You know, you lie down at night so the acid comes up from the esophagus, goes, hits the lungs. That could give you chronic cough. So, you know, definitely there's a variety of things that need to be checked out. But it doesn't necessarily mean you have cancer, okay? I don't think it's a bad idea to get a chest x-ray. But if especially you've been on a blood pressure medicine, I mean, I have to say 9 times out of 10, my patients that have these chronic coughs that are healthy otherwise, it's that blood pressure medicine, the ACE inhibitor that ends in ill. Okay, so pretty good stuff. All right, what's this? Oh, did you guys hear about this? A guy walks into Denny's, right, pretending to be a manager, right, Wisconsin. And he walks in, pretends to be a manager. And the current manager there is like, huh? He's like, yeah, I'm a general manager. Okay, I'm here, I'm working, today's my first day. So he just goes right to the kitchen, just kind of cooks himself a burger, right? Fries, soda. Finally, the manager realizes that he isn't a GM, right, decides to call the police, and now the gentleman that cooked himself his own burger in the back of Denny's is charged with fraud, hotel or restaurant keeper, possession of electric weapon, because he had a taser, disorderly conduct, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Huh. I wonder if he had a bong on him or something. Okay. So I guess, you know, and he's smiling. He's proud of himself. He got to make himself a Denny's burgers. Denny's burger, not too bad, by the way. I might have to add that, not too bad. All right. So what's this? Earliest known horse shrank due to global warming? They say rising global temperatures appear to have caused the earliest known horse to shrink to the size of a kitty cat when Cephalohippus first appeared in the forests of North America, they said, more than 50 million years ago. It weighed about 12 pounds. The horse lived during the 175,000-year period of time called the Paleocene-Eocene thermal maximum, during which average global temperatures rose about 10 degrees Fahrenheit. They say the temperature increase was caused by the release of huge amounts of carbon into the atmosphere and oceans. Fossilized teeth show that the Cephalohippus shrank from about 12 pounds to 8.5 pounds during the first 130,000 years of time. This is a horse, really? I've never seen a 12-pound horse. What are they talking about here? The findings offer new evidence of the cause and effect relationship between temperature and body size. First of all, where are they getting this? Cat? Well, my cat, 8 pounds? Yeah, one of my cats really big. Really big, big fat cat. I don't know. I'd like to see pictures. Uh-oh. This article has pictures. Guess what the title is? Tyrannosaurus XXX revealed how 30-ton dinosaurs actually had sex. Okay, it's obviously an illustration here that I'm looking at. But they say here, oh my gosh. All right. People wanted to know, how do these Tyrannosaurus Rex animals have sex? How did 30-ton animals longer than four-story buildings, such as the Brachiosaurus, have sex? They think they did it, they say here, doggy style. Christy Curry Rogers, assistant professor of biology and geology, like we care, at McAllister College in Minnesota, told the Discovery Channel the most likely position for these Tyrannosaurus Rex is obviously to have intercourse, is for the male behind the female, and on top of her, and from behind, any other position is unfathomable. Okay, well, I'm really having trouble fathoming that position. Can I just say that? Some experts have questioned this line of thinking and suggest that dinosaurs were actually having sex in water. The biologist Stuart Landry believes that big dinosaurs would just fall over on land and would have needed water to provide support. So because you have a four-story-sized animal jumping on top of you, you would fall. And it would be very difficult, and they didn't do missionary style, so they had sex in the water so you could float. Again, how does an 80-ton animal float? All right, so they have all these. I'm done. All right, I guess that's how Tyrannosaurus Rexes had sex. Okay, really? Now, speaking of sex, ladies, you got to really be careful. Okay, apparently, a gentleman out of, I believe, Atlanta had a female friend. Hiren Pinakenshaw, 22 years old, decides to take pictures of himself and a female friend engaging in sexual intercourse. And then decides to send these pictures to several contacts of the woman's phone. The contacts included her little 14-year-old brother and her mother. He snapped the pictures, then distributed them. He is charged, of course, with felony child cruelty and two misdemeanors of having and disturbing obscene materials. I guess child cruelty because a 14-year-old boy received the message. Now, I know this is a real big thing with the young ones, right? Pictures. Well, wait a second. Even what was it, John Edwards? Right? Didn't his mistress get control of the sex tape? Right? Right. She, you know what they said? They said she wins. She is awarded the sex tape of her and John Edwards. I really don't know how much of an award that would be. Personally, I would probably decline that one. It's just a big thing. I mean, this whole pornographic sexting, it's big with these kids. Really big. And you know, nobody thinks it's going to happen to them. Or some people think, again, the relationship's going to last forever. So why not give your boyfriend one of the, you know, something very intimate and personal? But no, not really the smartest thing to do. And, you know, keep in mind, you could be in trouble too. Okay? If somebody takes a picture of you on your own phone and it gets sent to everybody, okay, you know, it's going to be a lot harder for you to prove that wasn't you, right? You know, that wasn't you that sent it. And then you sent it to a child. We're looking at then child pornography. It's, I guess, our child cruelty. So honestly, you know, we really need to teach, you know, our children and grandchildren to kind of be a little smarter, you know. And again, I still don't understand the concept of sex tape, okay? I mean, especially, you know, John Edwards. I mean, you know, all right, not the most attractive, you know, type of scenario. You know, personally, I would never make one. No, you know, I don't even really make YouTube videos of my show. I mean, I send the audio clips. I just don't really like the way I look on camera, you know, even with television interviews. You know, I like doing the interview. The interview's fun. I just don't like watching myself. I just, you know, I'm pretty critical of myself. But anyway, just, you know, watch these kids and realize you're fifth graders. Kids are kissing. They're doing first base, second base, third base. Watch them. And talk to them. Get on their Facebook. Know what they're doing on Facebook. And just, you know, be an active parent. Oh, you're snooping. Dr. Dahlia, you're telling parents to snoop. You know what? When it comes to naked pictures of your children or sexual images, right? Yes, absolutely, you snoop. All right, guys, great show tonight. I cannot wait to talk to you tomorrow. You all be safe. Remember, I am live at 10 a.m. Pacific time. Tune in on my Dr. Dahlia website on demand, and you all be safe.
Ben Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who has been using nutritional supplementation like medicines for decades, seeing tremendous health benefits. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there, and the B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of foods. So if you're eating foods that are cooked, if you're eating foods that are frozen, if you're eating foods that are prepared in any way, you're going to be deficient in these B vitamins. And the B vitamins work on the parts of the body that move the fastest, the brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. Those are the four systems that respond rapidly to the B vitamins.
To feel changes in your body's fast-moving systems, order Longevity Pollen Burst by calling 877-551-1301. That's 877-551-1301 or on the web at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.